Oh my goodness, it has been a while. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. My name is Hannah Elise, I am your host. Finally, I'm back with a new episode. I am so sorry for my absence these last couple of weeks. I'm going to get into what's been going on. I'm going to give y'all a serious, we just need to catch up. I think that today, I really just wanted to sit down and talk with y'all because there's so much that I need to catch you up on from the last couple of weeks. I just got back to New York the other day from a trip to London, so we're gonna discuss that. If you follow me on Instagram, you already know that I went to London with my best friend Amanda, and so I'll discuss how that all came about. There's so much to say. Two things before we start, though, that have absolutely nothing to do with the rest of my thoughts, but I just wanted to share them because they happened. This morning, the first thing that I did, literally when I got out of bed, I walked to the bathroom because I wanted to put on some of my de-puffing little under eye mask thingies. And I turn on the lights. I look in the shower. I do a double take because I see something in there, but I didn't quite register at the time what it was. Did a double take, looked back, and it was a fucking cockroach. A fucking cockroach in my fucking shower. At 8 in the morning, I just open my eyes. The first thing I see is a fucking cockroach. Okay. Also, it's turned over, on its back. How did it get there? I don't know. I have no fucking idea. Any of it. It was turned on its back. I didn't know if it was alive. To be sure, though, of course, I took Raid, which I keep by my bedside because you never know when you're going to need Raid when you live in a New York City apartment. Or other places, I suppose, where cockroaches and other insects are whatever. Okay, so I grab my Raid and I start spraying it with Raid because I'm not playing games. I'm not taking no chances here. I'm not about to go try and pick this thing up and it's gonna move. My soul would have left my body, I think, if that happened. I start spraying with Raid. It's not even dead. It's alive. Turned on its back. How the fuck? Anyway, so I sprayed it with Raid for a solid 10 seconds straight. And then had to pick it up. And then I've since been bleaching my shower, literally. So that happened this morning. That was really fun. I actually called my mom. I FaceTimed my mom once I realized what I had to do. And I needed moral support. And thank God she was there. I showed her the cockroach and she was like, that is so disgusting. I'm like, you're telling me it's disgusting. It's in my house, my home, where I'm supposed to feel safe. Anyway, so that happened. That's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing that I wanted to say is, this is so niche, okay? But if you know, you know, those Dots pretzels, okay? They're pretzel twists or whatever. I don't even know if they're called, are they called twists? Whatever. The Dots home style pretzels. They come in a red bag. They're pretzel twists with some seasoning or whatever on them. They are so fucking good. I have been hearing about these pretzels for so long. I finally got a bag when I was home at my parents' house for Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago. And I am so addicted to them. I purchased another bag yesterday and they're almost gone. I can't stop eating them. They are so good. They 100% live up to the hype that they get. And I wanted to make that public service announcement that they are so fire. Okay. Those are the two things I wanted to touch on that I felt were very important to share at the top of this episode. Wow, okay, I'm trying to think of where I even want to begin with catching you guys up in my life. I guess we can start with the week of Thanksgiving. I have been traveling, basically, since then. I went home to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving to spend Thanksgiving with my family at my parents' house, and then I literally came back to New York. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, but this is just the timeline of events. I came back to New York for, I think, maybe 8 hours total. Got back in on the train, packed my bags, and went to the airport with Amanda to fly to London. And we were there for 6 days. And then I just got back a few days ago. So it's been a whirlwind. Was I planning on not having episodes these last 2 weeks? No. I was fully planning on recording one when I was home. Actually, no, recording two when I was home. Wait, let me back up for a second. Sorry, I keep interrupting my own stories. I did record an episode when I was home in Pennsylvania and I hated it. I hated it. I don't know. I was like, what is the point of this? I didn't think it was well done. I just didn't want to post it because I wasn't happy with it at all. I felt like I was just kind of rambling. It had no point. I mean, it probably did have a point. I'm being really harsh on myself, but that's just how I get sometimes. I am such a perfectionist. You guys know this. If you've been listening to me for longer than 5 minutes, you know that I'm such a perfectionist, and I just get really in my head about things. Like, I don't want to put something out there that isn't good work. I want things that I post to be meaningful in some way, and I'm sure that I could have found meaning, or like this, that episode could have been meaningful to people, because it definitely was raw and real. But I don't know, I just didn't like it really, so I didn't post it. And so now we're here. It's been 2 weeks since I've posted an episode. That's partially why. The whole nonstop travel is partially why as well. And then another thing that I wanted to touch on, but I'm not going to go into any actual detail with, is that when I was home, a situation happened in my personal life. I'm not going to be, as I said, giving any details just because it's a personal situation. But something did happen, and it was not fun. I was straight up not having a good time, and it's still going on. But the initial happening really rocked me and threw me a lot off my game. So that's a thing that occurred. I don't even know what my point was of mentioning that, since I'm not going to go into any detail, but I guess just to let y'all know that shit happens. And even if you're looking at somebody and maybe you don't think that they've got anything wrong or anything going on, there's always something going on that you can't see or that you don't know about. The magnitude of these situations definitely ranges in intensity based on the person, based on the case, but I don't know. I just had something happen, and that's partially another reason why I've kind of been MIA here. And yeah, that's all. So let's recap the last 2 weeks of my life together. I was home with my family for Thanksgiving. We ended up having just dinner at our house. So it's the four of us, me, my mom, my dad, my brother. Usually my grandma comes over and eats with us as well, but she has been sick for the last couple weeks. She has a cold of some sort, and she just didn't want to get any of us sick, and she specifically didn't want to get me sick, she said, because she knew that I was about to fly to London. And that just, I think it's nice of her that she thought of that and was looking out for me. But it was definitely very weird not to have her with us on Thanksgiving. This is the first ever Thanksgiving that we haven't spent it with her. So it was kind of weird, but it was still good. Like, it was just lovely to spend time with my family. I miss them so much. I have been craving home so much these last couple months, and being home and just spending time with my family means so much to me, and I love them so much. And I'm just, I don't know, being at my parents' house, sleeping in my childhood room, having home-cooked meals with my parents, it's just the greatest feeling to me. And so it was really nice to be home for that. I got to hang out with my brother. We went Black Friday shopping together. We woke up at 4 a.m. and drove to a mall that was like an hour and a half away because it was the only mall in the area that was like worth going to. And we just wanted to go for fun. So we did that. I posted a vlog of that on my channel, and it was just so fun to spend time with him. Then the Saturday following Thanksgiving, we went and picked out a Christmas tree. We always go together and pick out a real Christmas tree for my parents' house, and then brought it home, watched football, decorated the tree, and it was just so cozy and nice and fun and wholesome. So after that, Monday morning, I went back to New York City for like 8 to 10 hours. I don't even know exactly how long it was, but I had a train at 7 a.m. to take me back to the city. And the reason that I went back on Monday morning and not Sunday is because Sunday, all of the trains were sold out by the time I went to purchase a ticket. I didn't realize that that was going to be such a crazy travel day, but it's all right because I got to spend an extra night sleeping at my parents' house and just spending extra time with my family. So honestly, not complaining. It was a very long day on Monday, though, I'm not gonna lie. I woke up at like 5 a.m. My train left at 7:15, I think, got into the city and went home, literally unpacked my suitcase from my week at my parents' house. Just threw my shit all over my room. It seriously looked like a bomb went off in there. Repacked as quick as I possibly could all of my stuff for the almost week-long trip I was about to take to London, and then went to the airport that night. We had a red-eye flight, Amanda and I. Our flight left at like, oh, sorry, I should say it was supposed to leave at 10 p.m., but we were delayed 3 hours. At first, it was like a 30-minute delay, and then it turned into an hour, and then it was 2 hours, and then it was 3 hours by the time we finally left. We were supposed to leave at 10. We left at 1 a.m. I was so fucking tired at this point, and I think I didn't even fall asleep until maybe 1:30 or 2 in the morning when we were on the plane. I was fading so fast when we got on the plane. Then we had to sit there for a solid 30 to 45 minutes waiting to take off. It was seriously the longest travel day I've ever had. And if I said it was fun, I would be lying. But I am happy that I got to do it with Amanda, at least. Like, if I was by myself that whole time, morale would have been a lot lower than it already was. So thank God for small favors. I took a melatonin on the plane. I slept for, I think, 4 hours solidly, maybe. I have an Oura ring, so it told me how long I spent asleep. I think it was about 4 hours that I was actually sleeping. So honestly, that's not bad for a plane. I laid down across all three seats because my row was empty except for me. So that was also a blessing. I love it when that happens. And that's why I fly at odd times, because there's less people likely to fly on the plane. And it's just the greatest thing when you can lay down. It's still not like obviously comfortable, but it's way more comfortable than sitting up, right? So I'll take it. All of it was worth it though. The long travel day was worth it because we were going to London, and I'm so, I miss it so much already. And I just got back a few days ago. I love London. Let me tell you now how this trip kind of came to be, because I haven't talked about it at all at this point on social media. I did talk about it in the video that I'm posting this coming Sunday, which is my vlog from the trip. I mentioned just kind of how this came to be, why I'm back, all of that. But obviously the podcast gets the first look at everything. Y'all hear things first because this goes up Tuesday, my videos go up Sunday. Anyway, y'all are getting the inside scoop as to how this trip happened and also how it went. I'm gonna give y'all a little London recap, but make sure to look out for the video on Sunday on my YouTube channel, because I just rough cut the footage from the vlog portion, like from when we were in London. Just finished rough cutting it a couple hours ago, and I can't even explain to you in words how excited I am for this video. I think it's gonna be so freaking good. Like, not to toot my own horn or whatever, I haven't even done anything yet except rough cut, but I'm just really excited. I had such a fun time on this trip. The holiday decorations and everything and the lights were so pretty, and I feel like I just got really good footage. So make sure to keep an eye out for that video this coming Sunday. If you're not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, you should subscribe, because you're not going to want to miss this. I promise. I still have to finish filming it. Even though I am back in New York now, I wanted to film a haul at the end of the video because I accumulated a good amount of stuff when I was there. We shopped till we physically dropped, and I got some really good stuff. And I didn't show what I was buying as we went when I was there, because we would get back to the room at night and we were just so fucking exhausted. I just didn't even want to open my mouth. So I decided, and I said in the video, that I was just going to do one big haul at the end when we got back home. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to film that either tomorrow or the next day, probably tomorrow. And then I've got to edit that up and then do the actual, like, creative edit, I call it, on the whole video. And I just think it's going to be really good. It's setting up to be a moderately long one, which I know a lot of people really like, me included. So you are not going to want to miss it. Tis the season of having to stop recording because my radiator starts whistling. I'm back. Y'all didn't even know I was gone, and I understand that. I don't remember what I was exactly saying. I know I was talking about the London vlog. Did I talk about why I went back to London yet? I don't know. I just got really thrown off. I was in a good groove. I don't think I've told you this, so I'm going to tell you how this trip came about and why I decided to go back when I was just there like 2 months ago. If you missed that or you're a new listener, hi, welcome. I went to London for the first time a couple months ago. I did a solo trip, my first ever international solo trip. And the long story short is basically that I loved it so much that from the second that I got home, I was already looking for how I could get back there and when I could go again. And everybody was telling me that I needed to go during the holidays. I needed to see the pretty decorations and the lights and feel the festivity that goes on in London. So, of course, I was like, yeah, I'm there. Twist my arm, I'm there. I booked a flight. I sent it in a group chat with a couple of my friends. And I was like, hey, I'm going to London. These are my flight details. If y'all want to come, please come. I would love you guys to come. I just kind of put it out there. And Amanda ended up booking her flight like an hour later. And it was decided that we were going to go together. It was Amanda's first time ever in London. And I was so excited to be there for her first time going because I just love London so much. And I know how magical it was for me when I went for my first time. So I was just so excited to like kind of be able to almost relive the first time experience through her. And also I was excited to do fun Christmas stuff with her and like, I don't know, just experience London together. We were there for about 6 days. I think it was 5 nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, 5 nights. We stayed at the same hotel as last time, the One Hotel Mayfair. I had so much fun. We did a bunch of the holiday stuff. We went ice skating at Somerset House. We went to the Hyde Park Winter Wonderland. We saw Christmas lights on the different streets. Regent Street was stunning. Then the street right by our hotel, I don't even remember what that street is called. It might be Piccadilly, but I could also be lying. There were just so many pretty lights hung up. It was freezing, I will say that, but I actually like the cold, so I didn't really mind. We had stunning weather. It didn't rain one time except for Sunday, which is the day that we left. It literally did not rain until we were leaving. It also snowed for an entire 5 minutes, which was actually really cool. We were in our hotel when it snowed, but it was still fun to see. There were decorations everywhere, lights everywhere, Christmas trees everywhere. I got to do a couple new things this time that I missed last time. I actually like saw and took pictures with Big Ben this time. I have no fucking idea how I missed Big Ben last time. I really don't. So I don't even know. But got to see Big Ben, took lots of pictures. I went to Hyde Park this time, which I didn't get to do last time. I went to Waterstones this time. I went to the Piccadilly location because I was near our hotel and it's just like a 6th floor bookstore. Is a fucking wonderland in there. I bought 4 books, 3 of them for myself, 1 of them was a gift. I get carried away in places like that. It was literally a wonderland. As I said, ice skating at Somerset House. There are still so many things that I want to do in London that I haven't gotten to do, and I get really hard on myself when I go on trips or anything like that, like when I'm doing something special, if I don't get to every single thing that I want to do. Last time I was there for 5 nights and there were things that I were on my list to do that I didn't get to do. And so I was like, okay, when I come back this time, I'm staying there for an extra day. So of course I'll be able to have time to do all of these things that I didn't do last time that I want to do. And also the new things that I want to do for the holidays and also show Amanda around the iconic must-see things as well. And turns out it didn't work out that way. And I was so frustrated with myself. I'm like, I could have gotten up earlier. I could have planned better. I could have done this and that. I still haven't been to Borough Market. I've been to London twice and I haven't been there. And I want to go so freaking bad. And it was so high on my list and it just didn't work out again. So I'm just going to have to go back, twist my arm. But I still was kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't get to do every single thing that I wanted to do. I think when I plan stuff like this, I don't take into account how my body is going to react to time change and just travel in general. Traveling is exhausting. I had such a long travel day on Monday, woke up so early, and I was traveling, packing, traveling all day. I literally slept a total of 4 hours that night after an already long day and then had the time change and then was up and doing stuff the next day. So I was just like running on very little sleep. I was exhausted. I was trying to combat the jet lag symptoms that I knew that I felt last time, like the nausea and stuff. I talked about this in my vlog that is coming Sunday, but last time I made the mistake of not really eating much the day that I flew in because I wasn't hungry for whatever reason. I just had no appetite. And that was a mistake because the next day I felt so sick because I was so hungry, but then I felt nauseous. So I didn't want to eat because I felt nauseous. So to combat all of that, I forced myself to have like an actual proper lunch and dinner when we got in. And I definitely think that that helped so much. I still think that we did so much. We had so much fun. We saw a lot of things. We did a lot of things. And we also listened to our bodies and acknowledged that travel and vacation is supposed to be fun. It doesn't need to be stressful and feel like we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Obviously, there's so much on our list that we want to do and so much we want to see because London is such a big and amazing place and there's so much to see and there's so much to do. And it can almost be overwhelming when there's that many awesome things that are recommended to see and do because I want to fit all of them in such a short time that the only way that it's possible to actually do that is to just be so exhausted. And if I'm exhausted to the point where I feel like I could literally fall over, then I'm not enjoying the activities. So we chose to take it easy on our bodies and on ourselves and rest when we needed to. And I think that that definitely benefited us throughout the trip because we were able to be awake and happy and present and excited and energized doing the things that we were doing. And then when we felt tired, we like turned in early or we maybe slept a little bit longer in the morning. Like it's really not that serious. I know that it's not that serious and it's just like, this is nothing to stress about, but it's me. Like I'm gonna stress about it because I stress about everything and I just get overwhelmed so quickly and easily, and I get frustrated when I can't be perfect and I can't do everything that I set out to do or everything that I had on my list to do. And there's my perfectionism. Once again, it is such a central theme in my life and it's so fucking annoying. It's so fucking annoying. Like it's really not that serious. Nothing is that serious or that deep ever. What is important is that I'm having fun, or that I had fun, I should say, with my friend in a place that I love. And that's what we did. And it was great. It was amazing. I had the best time. It was so fun having Amanda there with me. We laughed so freaking hard. We shared so many stories and just so many memories. And I had so much fun going with her. And I'm just so happy that she came and we got to experience it together. So that's sort of a quick recap of London. You'll see it way more in depth in my video, which I'm so excited for you to see. I'm so excited for me to continue editing it. I wasn't even planning on rough editing the entire video so far, like all the footage that I have up to this point this morning, but I started importing it and I was organizing it in my timeline in my editing software. And I just got really excited. So I started cutting and I never stopped cutting. So I just kind of sat there silently, like cutting up my video for like 3 hours. And I just was so excited I couldn't stop. Rough cutting is the tedious part of editing because I'm just taking all of the raw footage and basically cutting it up into what I actually want to keep in the video. And it can be very repetitive. And I'm also just like, if I'm talking for a long time, I'm listening to myself talk and I'm like, bro, you're so boring. That's mean. Sorry to myself, but you know, listening to yourself talk, it just isn't always that interesting because I'm like, I already know what I said. Like I already said it. So I feel like I'm just listening to myself go on and on. Anyway, rough editing is usually the tedious part. And I was so excited today when I imported my footage that I just went with it and I ended up doing the whole thing. So now once I film the haul part, I will rough edit that up. And then I'm so excited to go and choose fun holiday music. That's one of my favorite things about editing is going and finding new fun music that fits the vibe and enhances the vibe. Honestly, I'm so big on the music that I choose for my videos. It's so important to me. I spend so much time scrolling through the music, like, royalty-free website that I have and finding the perfect songs for each part to enhance the vibe and to convey the feeling that I want the viewer to feel when watching the video. It's so important to me, and it's something that I pay so much attention to and put so much effort into. So I'm really excited to do that. I think that the music that I choose, I don't know, it matters a lot to me, and I feel like it can elevate the video so much. So I'm really excited about that. I'm just so excited to share this video with you guys and this trip, and also just to have this for myself. I say this every time I do a trip or something else monumental in my life and I vlog it and I post it. Obviously, I want to share these things with you guys, and I want y'all to be able to feel like you are experiencing these things with me. But I also love to have like a time capsule of videos of important things in my life all in one place. It's just so special to me being able to capture these memories and keep them literally forever. And I can just go back and relive them again. And it's just, I don't know, it's so special to me. And it's one of my absolute favorite parts about YouTube and about making videos. And I have so much of my life, like my college graduation, I vlogged, it's on my channel. I have my first trip to Europe that's on my channel. So many formative things, moving into my first apartment here, moving out for the first time. Like, there's so many important events that have happened in my life that are documented through videos on my channel. And I just think it's so special. And I love it. That's all. All right, so that concludes my catch up of the last couple weeks. That's what's been going on. And now I'm back in New York City. It is early December. I'm here for a couple weeks until I go back home to visit my family again for Christmas. I just love spending the holidays at home, my parents' house. There is never a time that I'm not going to do that. I was talking to my friends about this maybe like a month ago, and I was like, is there supposed to be a time where we stop going to our parents' house and like sleeping in our childhood bedrooms for the holidays? Like, is there supposed to be a time in my life where I stop doing that? Like, obviously when I, you know, get married or whatever, hopefully that happens at some point. Not that I have any prospects right now, but you know, the thought is there, hopefully at some point. Anyway, when I'm married, I'll probably have like my own house and stuff, and like I'll also have my husband's family that we can go and visit. But it's like, until I'm literally married, is it acceptable for me to just go to my parents' house and like live like I'm 15 again and have my mom like cook dinner at night and sleep in my childhood bed? Like, is that a thing that we're supposed to be doing? Because I want to do that. I don't want to stop doing this. I don't want to stop going home for Thanksgiving and Christmas and staying at my parents' house. Like, I want to continue because I look forward to it, and it feels like such a nice warm hug and a breath of fresh air. But I don't know. I was talking to my friends about this. Like, when are we supposed to stop doing that? Being an adult is so freaking weird. Like, obviously in college, I would come home for breaks from school, and that's just what you do. But technically, I mean, I have my own life now. I live in another state. I have my own apartment in another state, and I've been establishing a life in another place. So I'm like, when am I supposed to just kind of go on with my own life and not, I don't know. It's really not that serious, but how did I get onto this? I don't know. Anyway, I'm really excited to go back home for Christmas and spend it with my family at home and stay in my parents' house again. I decorated my bedroom for Christmas when I was there over Thanksgiving. I posted a little reel of that, and it just made me so happy to do that. I haven't decorated my childhood bedroom for the holidays since I moved out, because obviously, like, I don't live there anymore. But I decided to when I was home for Thanksgiving, because I wanted to be able to come back for Christmas and it be festive and decorated. I've the last couple years come back to spend Christmas there, and my room hasn't been decorated or festive or anything, and it just kind of hasn't felt like it's even Christmas. I don't know. I know that Christmas is more of a mindset, a feeling you don't have to have decorations or anything, but I don't know. It just makes me feel more joyful and more like I'm into this season and more festive. So that's what I did, and I'm really excited to be able to experience actual Christmas at my parents' house and have my room like be decorated and festive this time. I feel like it's going to amplify the vibes, and I haven't felt real Christmas spirit in a long time. And I know that that's a thing, like as you get older, obviously it's not going to be the same as when you were a kid, because nothing is the same. I don't know. It's still sad to me. This used to be my favorite time of the year, and it still is, but it's just not the same. Like when I was younger and I believed in Santa, everything was so magical and so exciting. And then as I've gotten older, it's more of an effort for sure to feel the holiday cheer. It's a choice. And it just takes a lot more effort than it used to. It used to come so naturally. I wouldn't even have to think twice. I don't know. Growing up is weird. But I'm here in New York for the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to hopefully do some fun holiday things. I love Christmas in New York. I love all of the fun activities and the decorations and the lights and the tree and all of it. I love it all. I want to go do the typical things. I want to ice skate. I obviously have to see the tree. I want to go to the Winter Village at Bryant Park. I just need to do all of that sooner rather than later, I know, because as it gets closer to Christmas, it gets so freaking crazy that I don't want to like be in the middle of Midtown like at the tree, because you can't move when it gets to a certain point, especially on the weekends. I don't know. I need to find like the weirdest possible time to go so that I don't have to be in a literal mob of people, because I love these things. I love all the New York Christmas activities, and I have to do them every single year because I get to live here, and that is so freaking awesome. I just need to take advantage of it while I have it. Just kind of fill these next couple weeks with as much fun and friends and holiday cheer as I can before I go back home and spend Christmas and the rest of 2023 with my family. It's so, I don't even know, guys. The fact that it is even Christmas time right now is so confusing to me, because it feels like it was just Christmas 2022, and I cannot wrap my mind around it at all. And the fact that it's literally the end of 2023, like it's gonna be 2024 and I'm gonna be turning 25. What the fuck is going on? If I think about it too long, I will get upset because I don't understand. This whole entire year feels like it didn't even happen at all. Feels like a blur. This time last year, I was planning for so many things that came and went so fucking quickly. I blinked, literally blinked one time, and this entire year flew by. It's scary that time seems to pass faster and faster as the years go on. And I really don't like it. I'm not even going to lie. It makes me uncomfortable. And I have no idea how it's even already the holidays again. And it's already, I just don't know. Like, this is the last month of the year. What the actual fuck? Like, I was just doing a 2023 New Year reset. I was just doing that. I don't get it. We've almost been doing this podcast for, wait, hold up. Hold up. I just thought about that. It's almost been a full year of this podcast. How have I been doing a podcast for a year? I started this podcast last December. Oh my God. It's almost our 1 year. What the fuck? That's obviously a good thing. It's just crazy to me. Like, it's blowing my mind. A what? A year. A whole year. In the grand scheme of life, that's not really even a long time. But it also still is a long time for me to think about. Okay, I need to chill. I need to stop thinking about all these things right now, because I'm going to get overwhelmed at how I go down a spiral very quickly when I start thinking about how quickly time is passing, and in turn, how quickly life is passing, and you can't get that time back. And it just feels like I'm on a roller coaster and I can't stop it. It's just everything is speeding by. And it's so strange to feel that way and like realize that that's happening while it's happening and feeling like you can't stop it. So that's my meltdown of the day that I'm going to have in about 5 minutes when I stop recording, because I'm currently already thinking about it too much and it needs to stop. Sorry, just got off on a bit of a tangent there. Last thing I'll say, actually no, two more things. The second to last thing I'll say is I finished Iron Flame, the second book to Fourth Wing. Apparently there's supposed to be 5 total books, which is interesting to know considering what just happened in Iron Flame. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but if you also read Iron Flame and you finished it, you'll know what I mean when I say I fucking hated the ending. I hated it. I can't believe it. There needs to be a remedy to this in the next book or I'm going to make Fourth Wing a standalone. I swear to God. I was pissed. Pissed. Frantically texting my other friends that had finished it before me. What the fuck was that? Why? 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 We were just getting somewhere. We can't have shit in this house. We can't have fucking anything. This is why we can't have nice things. Because the author said we can't have any nice things. Rant over. But oh my God, if you finished Iron Flame, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm really upset about it. I definitely liked Fourth Wing better. Fourth Wing is one of my favorite books of all time. Like, I don't think anything, honestly, at this point could top Fourth Wing for me. But I am interested to see where the rest of this series goes. And even though I say I'll make Fourth Wing a standalone, I'm still going to read the rest of the series. Like, I'm going to read every new book. And then after all of it, I'll decide if I will be making Fourth Wing a standalone in my mind going forward. But those are my thoughts on that. I did finish it. And I felt like I needed therapy afterwards. In addition to the therapy that I just need in general, I need therapy now also for that because I'm really upset about it. And now the final actual thing that I'll say is Spotify Wrapped came out last week. I didn't even know that it had come out until I checked my Instagram and I had so many mentions from you guys on Instagram stories that I was in your Spotify Wrapped. This podcast was in your Spotify Wrapped this year. It just, that blows my mind. The fact that people actually listen and the fact that I was some people's top podcast of the year. Number one podcast of the year. What? What? I don't know. I've been listening to podcasts and listening to music for so long. And every time my yearly Wrapped comes out, I don't know. I never imagined that I would be on somebody else's Wrapped. It just doesn't feel real to me. And I want to say thank you so much to everyone who has listened to this podcast this year. If I was on your Spotify Wrapped or if I wasn't, especially honestly to those of you who I was your number one podcast, you guys, y'all are real ones. I don't even know what to say. It is so humbling to me to even be included in people's Wrapped lists and let alone to be people's number one podcast. Like that just is so humbling and crazy to me. And I can't even wrap my mind around it. And I'm so grateful for anyone who listens and who just likes hanging out together and who listens to the ramblings of my mind, even if they don't make any sense or they only make sense to me. I don't know. Like it means a lot to me that people listen to this podcast. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And it's been such an amazing year. I'm so happy that I started this podcast. I've wanted to do a podcast for so long. And at the end of last year, I literally said, fuck it. Came up with everything, the cover art, the name, the first few episodes in a week. And I had the first episode recorded, edited, and uploaded within that week. Like I was on a mission. And I'm so happy that I just did it. And I took that leap. I do everything myself. I've been figuring it out as I go, improving as I go. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been on this journey with me and with this podcast because I appreciate you endlessly and I love you so freaking much. I hope you're having an amazing start to December, an amazing holiday season so far. No matter what holiday you celebrate, if any at all, I just hope you're having a great end of 2023. If you are also very confused to how the fuck it's even the end of 2023, you are not alone. I'm right there with you. And I don't actually have anything to say about that because there's literally no advice or anything I could give because I'm right there with you. I too am confused. But it's okay because it's life, I guess, and we're all in it together. And that's comforting in and of itself, honestly. But with that being said, that's going to be the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being patient with me the last couple weeks, letting me get my footing again. And yeah, I'm happy to be back for the most wonderful time of the year and my favorite time of the year. I love you. I love you. I love you. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.